He is the president of the Anti-Cruelty Society, celebrating 125 years. Tracy Elliott, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Steve.
Well, what Anti-Cruelty has done over the years, and the story is amazing, because while you have saved, not you yourself, but in a sense, you yourself, the shelter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dogs and cats, it all began with horses.
It did. Yes, Rose Faye Thomas, who was the wife of the founder and first maestro of the CSO. They were wealthy. They were high society. They were the creme de la creme of Chicago society. She could have, you know, sat home and had tea in salons and eaten bonbons, but she did not. She was very unhappy with the treatment of the 50,000 horses that were on the streets of Chicago. And she got some people together and said, let's do something about it. They started this organization and they began to significantly reduce the suffering that horses were subject to, because they were instruments, you know, they were tools. They were not sentient beings in people's minds. And that was the culture then, and I understand it. But she helped to change that culture, and that we've been doing that for 125 years. You, Steve, have been a culture changer for all the time you've been on the air. It's taken everybody. It's taken a village. It's taken a huge, big city to get where we are. But it's a very different world now. And yet, there are still animals who need our help every single day, thousands of them. And so we're here for them.
Well, in fact, more and more, unfortunately. It's not, as Right. we've talked about before, that the pandemic puppies, as they're called, have been given up just No. because people are bored by it. People have the same issues they always had, combined with the fact that there are now housing issues. I mean, where can I get housing Right. that allows a dog or Yes. makes it affordable for me to allow a dog? And many, many other issues. And it turns out that not only in Chicago, but all over the country, in most places, there is an increase in the number of That's animals right. in shelters.
That's correct. It's literally everywhere. Small cities, large cities, rural. We all have too many dogs. It's not the problem with cats. Cats are doing great, but there are lots of dogs coming in and not nearly enough going out all over the country. I think there's now a 7% national what would you call it? There's 7% animals more coming in that are going out of, in terms of dogs. So we need to do some things, and we are on it. We're working very hard, and we do happen to have an anniversary event coming up on the 9th that all of the money raised for that event is going to be applied to our community work to keep animals out of shelters and to keep animals in their homes and healthy with veterinary care and other kind of services.
So tell me about the event.
Well, it's our 125th anniversary gala, and there's a lot to celebrate, and there's a lot to do. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to bid on great auction items, have some great food, and have some libations, hang around with animal loving people, and also then raise a paddle, if you wish, to specifically fund veterinary care in the greater Roseland area where there are no vets, there are no pet food stores. It is literally a place where it's very difficult to care for an animal properly. And so we're going to be celebrating, but more importantly, raising money as much as we possibly can to directly apply to our community work in Roseland.
That's
when we get that all set up in a couple of years, we're going to start moving around to different communities that have been disinvested for generations as well.
That's amazing. A friend of this radio show and the pet show that I do on WGN really for many years, Dr. Shelley Rubin, and a board member for you for many years, you're also honoring former Channel 5 weatherman. Is that what they call it? Meteorologist? That's a far better word.
That's right.
Andy Avalos, which is terrific. Leanne Trotter will be there as an MC. I'm told I'm going to be doing some things as well. But what's most important is what you just talked about, and getting into these places where there are pet food and veterinary deserts. So the good news is there are more dogs in these places, underserved areas of Chicago than ever before. It happened Correct. Primarily as a result of the pandemic. People stepped up. They adopted. Correct. That's great. But now they have to take care of these dogs. And if there's nowhere to do that affordably as well, that is a problem. Right. And anti-cruelty is saying we're on it. Congratulations for that. But I believe, and we'll frankly run out of time here before you could list off everything that you're planning to do down the road. Just give me one or two examples.
Well, a mobile veterinary unit deployed in Roseland for the South Side, a community and family pet center. So it will actually be a place where people can come in and get connected to services, get food, get other kinds of supplies. And those are two of the initiatives that are underway right now. Eventually, a full-time medical facility, not a mobile van, we'll move that elsewhere. But really, the other thing that's really exciting, Steve, is that we're now recognized as a human service organization, not just an animal service organization. So we're going to be working with a lot of great organizations like Metropolitan Family Services, with Breakthrough, although that's not in the South Side, it's on the West Side, but they do great work with us. And we're going to continue to work and build our relationships with human service organizations so we can together serve the whole family's needs. Listen, a pet is a part of a family, and it depends, it matters for the whole family structure for the pet to be healthy. So we're becoming a family support organization. It's just that those families happen to have animals that we can provide the specific support for.
I take it you can get tickets for the event, which will be, we didn't say, let's make a point of saying when it is and where it is as well.
Good point. Saturday, March 9th from 5 to 11 at the Garrity, which is a beautiful event center down south of the center of the city. We have three levels of tickets. You can get a $500 VIP ticket and come at 5 o'clock for some VIP stuff. An individual level ticket at $350, which gets you general seating for dinner and all the rest of the benefits. And then if you really don't want to put out that much or you can't, you can crash the ball. So have you ever crashed a ball before? You can do it at 9 o'clock for $125. You can come in and get drinks, dessert, and dancing from 9 to 11 for $125. Go to our website, anticruelty.org, and find the gala button, push that, and it's all there.
You can be a gala basher, anticruelty.org. Tracy Elliott, you are amazing for all of what you continue to do for not only the animals, but for families. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.